In Numbers 18 and 19, God gave Israel two important principles to guide their worship. Since those principles apply to us as well, Stephen Davey will explore them today here on The Wisdom Journey.
Every church, every family, every organization, every nation face moments of crisis. Sometimes they challenge the plans or the structures of the leadership involved. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthian church that problems will arise in the church so that those who are mature will be recognized, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. In other words, a crisis has a way of developing a family, an individual, a nation, and that's exactly what's going to be happening in the life of Israel. Now, in our last study in Numbers chapter 16, we watched these divisive men led by Korah try to wrestle leadership away from Moses and Aaron. The Lord put an end to that rebellion by taking the lives of Korah and those conspirators in judgment. God also judged by a plague the people who had defended the rebels, those who had accused Moses and Aaron of murder. Now, here in Numbers chapter 17, the people react in fear, and they say to Moses here in verse 12, "Behold, we perish. We are all undone. Everyone who comes near to the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Are we all to perish?" In other words, is the Lord going to get rid of us all and start over? Well, chapters 18 and 19 essentially answer their question. And we're going to watch as God informs them of what's needed to once again approach him without fear of judgment and death. First, they're going to need to accept God's organization for worship. Korah was a Levite. He was an assistant to the priest, but he wanted the role of priest. He wanted more power. He wanted the privileges that belonged to Aaron and his sons. So Korah tried to take over that role, which didn't belong to him. So here in chapter 18, the Lord clarifies the roles of the priests and the Levites. The Lord speaks directly to Aaron here in verse 1. "You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear iniquity connected with the sanctuary. You shall bear iniquity connected with your priesthood." In other words, Aaron and his family have special responsibilities for Israel's worship and the sanctuary, that is, that tabernacle. They are to represent the people before God. Now, without them interceding, the nation really has every right to fear the judgment of God. In verse 2, the Lord says here to Aaron, "Bring your brothers also, the tribe of Levi, that they may join you and minister to you while you and your sons with you are before the tent of the testimony." Now, the Levites are not priests, but according to verse 6 here, they are God's gift to Aaron and the priesthood. They are the assistants to the priests. So you have the priests and the Levites ministering together while at the same time respecting the boundaries that define their offices. Now, what the Lord does here in verses 8 through 20, here in chapter 18, this has already been stated back in Leviticus, but it's repeated here to remind both the priests and the people of Israel that they are depending on each other. The people bring the sacrifices and offerings, and a portion of those offerings become, well, frankly, the paycheck, so to speak, for the priests. They're going to eat a portion of those. Now, the Lord says to the priests here in verse 9, "This shall be yours of the most holy things reserved from the fire, every offering of theirs, every grain offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, every guilt offering of theirs, which they render to me, shall be most holy," that is, dedicated to you and to your sons, "in a most holy place you shall eat it." So in other words, these offerings, well, they become their supper, their paycheck. Now, down here in verse 21, the Lord speaks to the Levites about some brand new regulations. "To the Levites, I have given every tithe in Israel for an inheritance. in return for their service that they do, their service in the tent of meeting, so that the people of Israel do not come near the tent of meeting lest they bear sin and die. The Levites not only assisted the priests, but they're actually protecting the people from becoming too careless in their approach to God. The tithes of the people become, now once again, part of their personal paycheck. All these regulations set forth here in Numbers chapter 18, they're offering safeguards for the nation. When the people recognize their role in Israel's worship and follow what God has designed for them, they have no reason to fear his judgment. The priests, aided by the Levites, represent the nation before the Lord, leading them to find forgiveness and blessing. And as the people follow God's plan for worship, well, their sacrifices, their financial gifts end up providing for the physical needs of the priests and Levites. So you have this wonderful interdependence. The people rely on the priests and Levites, and the priests and Levites depend on the people. You know, this is a good lesson for us as we follow God's arrangement for, well, marriage, family, a work, ministry. We not only discover joy and fulfillment, we more than likely take care of other people in the process. So the first principle here in chapter 18 is that the nation needed to accept God's organizational plan. Secondly, they needed to accept God's demand for purity. Here now in chapter 19, God lays out the laws for purification. Now again, we already saw this back in Leviticus chapter 11. Any contact with any deceased animal or human rendered someone unclean, unable to worship in the tabernacle until proper cleansing took place. Obviously, God has some good hygiene in mind here for the people. But this was also, and more importantly, a reminder that God is holy and must be approached in holiness, in cleanliness. So the Lord says here in verse 13, "Whoever touches a dead person, the body of anyone who has died and does not cleanse himself defiles the tabernacle of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from Israel." Now, this isn't a new regulation, but it's emphasized here again. Why? Well, keep in mind that since the people are going to wander in the wilderness now for 40 years because of their refusal to follow Joshua and Caleb's counsel, an entire generation is now dying, as we talked about in our last session, at the rate of 25,000 people a year. And I've already said their 40-year wandering was really nothing more than a 40-year-long funeral procession. So Numbers chapter 19 begins here with the Lord's instructions for removing the uncleanness caused by contact with a corpse, which would have been common as they're burying so many people. And among other things, this is going to involve the sacrifice, verse 3 tells us, of a red heifer outside the camp. The body of this heifer is to be burned, its ashes collected, mixed with water. Verse 9 calls this the water for impurity for the congregation of the people of Israel. So this water is to be applied to those who are unclean due to touching a corpse. Then you've got this 7-day quarantine, and then they're pronounced clean and return to life as normal, which includes being allowed to worship again in the tabernacle. Now, let me tell you, beloved, this particular cleansing establishes in their hearts a growing anticipation for a permanent cleansing that will bring unbroken restoration to true worship. And how's that going to happen? I'll tell you. An unblemished sacrifice will be offered outside the camp once for all, and everyone who accepts that sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be permanently cleansed and restored to fellowship with God. They're trusting in that one who was sacrificed outside the city gates. Well, we have to stop here, but until our next wisdom journey sets sail again, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You're sailing along with us on this wisdom journey through the entire Bible. Stephen Davey is our tour guide, and we've just completed Lesson 72 from the Book of Numbers. Stephen called today's study Organized Worship. If you'd like to help us make this wisdom journey possible and receive the manuscript and study guide of each lesson, join the crew. There's a link in the show notes to learn more.